In this bulletin, the European Union condemns the United States travel ban. Prime Minister Scott Morrison seeks to reassure Australians in a televised address. And Australia's Grand Prix reportedly postponed due to COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The European Union has condemned the United States' decision to ban travel from Europe. The 30-day ban, which doesn't apply to the United Kingdom, has been implemented amidst fears of growing coronavirus cases. The European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control reports more than 22,000 cases of the virus have been confirmed across the continent, including 943 deaths. European Council President Charles Michel says the EU is taking measures to stop the spread of COVID-19.
The coronavirus is a global crisis, not limited to any continent, and it requires cooperation rather than unilateral action. The European Union disapproves of the fact that the US decision to impose a travel ban was taken unilaterally and without consultation.
Australia has decided a travel ban on Europe won't be necessary at this stage, but has extended its bans on China, Italy, Iran and South Korea for another week. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie are in self-isolation after she came down with flu-like symptoms and was tested for coronavirus. Sophie Gregoire Trudeau began exhibiting mild flu-like symptoms after returning from a speaking engagement in London and immediately sought medical advice. A statement from Mr. Trudeau's office says the leader isn't exhibiting any symptoms but will continue to work from home until the results of his wife's test comes in. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has sought to assure Australians that the federal government is taking decisive action against the coronavirus outbreak. He's used a national address to detail the government's $17.6 billion economic stimulus package designed to keep Australia out of a recession. The stimulus package includes one-off cash payments for welfare recipients, wage subsidies for employers to keep apprentices employed, and tax breaks for small businesses. Mr. Morrison says the government has a clear plan to protect the country from the fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I know many Australians are anxious about this, and we do still have a long way to go. But be assured, we are taking action, and we have a clear plan. The months ahead will present many challenges, but we will respond to them. We will continue to keep you updated and take decisions based on the best possible medical advice.
There have been more than 120 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Australia and 3 deaths. People who believe they may have contracted COVID-19 are advised to call their doctor before organising an appointment or contact the National Coronavirus Health Information Hotline on 1800 020 080. Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson have tested positive for coronavirus while filming a movie in Queensland. Their son, Chet Hanks, has confirmed his parents are fine as the actors receive treatment in a Gold Coast hospital. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the film's director and crew are cooperating with health authorities.
I've been in contact with Baz Luhrmann quite often today, and he has said to me that he wants to pass on to everyone that we all stand with the people of Queensland and making sure that we comply with any restrictions, and of course that we want to see a very speedy recovery.
A tropical low off the coast of North Queensland that's due to develop into a cyclone later today is expected to create strong winds and gales along the state's east coast. The Bureau of Meteorology says a system will form over the Coral Sea tonight, although it will steer away from the coast. Warnings for strong winds and gales are in place from Cairns to the New South Wales border. And to sport, the Australian Grand Prix has reportedly been postponed following McLaren's withdrawal from the Formula One season opener after a team member tested positive for coronavirus. The BBC is reporting the decision was taken following a crisis two-hour summit involving F1's hierarchy, the sports governing body the FIA, and a number of the sports team principals in Melbourne. The FIA and F1 are yet to confirm the postponement. McLaren chiefs told the FIA of their decision to pull out late last night, a mere 24 hours before practice was due to start in Melbourne. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, rain developing 28. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Melbourne, windy with a late cool change and showers and 29 degrees. Hobart, showers developing, 23. Canberra, sunny, 26. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 25. Similar for Sydney, 26. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, possible shower, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 34. And Darwin, similar and 34 degrees. This is SBS News.